to bomb enemy positions, and occasionally pilots are engaged in one-on-one combat. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Would love to hear from you this morning. 850-437-1620 is the number to text, or you may call 850-437-1620. Todd St. Ors with Gulf Coast Air Care is joining me now. Good morning.
Let's play Stump the Band today, Stump the Band. So that's, you know, I get these odd indoor air quality questions every once in a while. And when you can't figure them out. So if you have a question, you have a concern, and you can't figure it out, we're playing Stump the Band today. So
there
it's
you
not
go.
Musical.
Try
although
to stump
I can
them.
Name that song in
oh, of course.
Seven notes.
Yes, of course. But I actually would like to see somebody try to stump you. That would be very entertaining.
It
I don't
happens
know if they
on
can.
Occasion. It
oh,
happens. So,
okay.
Yeah, you know.
Well, we have a lot to get talking to you about. Like today, you've got some, I don't know what this is. It looks like he brought something from The Matrix.
Oh, yeah.
This is very interesting. He brought props. I love when Todd St. Ors brings props. Props, it means
to
it's
going to
be fun.
Well, it's
so
theater
he's
of the
leave
mind.
It up to me to describe it. So I won't. I'm just kidding. I'll let him. But no, seriously, we would love to hear from you. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you, Todd.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're going to have
all the kids around tomorrow. Yeah, it's going to be great.
I love that. That's so,
so
exciting.
Yeah, we're just going to have our traditional at home, you know, not like last year, but not like years past before that. So we used to go to Mississippi. I have kin folks up in Mississippi, and I would haul oysters and shrimp and fish up there and do a huge fish fry on Wednesday nights. And, you know, it's this little spot in the road. You know, one side of the sign says, welcome to, and the other side says, you are leaving. So it's a small place up there. And there was just a few people. After we did this 2 or 3 years, the Wednesday night gathering was almost as big as the Thanksgiving gathering. And we had requests, oh, we bring Snapper, we bring Grouper, we bring Royal Reds, we bring, the, you know. So we used to do that years past, and they've all gotten older. Some of them have passed on, and so there's not as many people in that little town anymore. So we're just focused here on our family and our little community here in Pensacola. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's important to take a breath and be thankful for everything. You know, November to me is a time for to be thankful because we honor a lot of veterans, and it's Thanksgiving. So I think it's really important to count your blessings. My oldest daughter always talks about the attitude of gratitude. Brenna, if you're listening out there, thank you for that. We'll see you tomorrow. And so that attitude of gratitude, we want to just take a couple of days, catch our breath. We have been slammed, Jenna. We have been so busy. And this is one of the reasons why, between the pandemic and the virus, I have a lot of people that are asking about the this blue tube that I have here. And you can see it's still in the package, but there's one tube right inside here.
Yes.
And it puts off this blue light. And so when you have guests come over, everybody's worried about, oh, you know, is everybody healthy? And, you know, how have you fared through all this deal? And one of the things you can do to help make your house safe, comfortable, healthy is the ultraviolet light, you know. And Lisa was just talking about it on the segment before. They're one of our trading partners. We work hand in glove with them all the time on humidity issues because we all live in the same climate. We live in humidity, and the humidity is oftentimes responsible for a lot of the microbial issues that we have, the health issues that we have related to sick building syndrome and all that sort of thing. So this is a measure of protection or insurance that you can get. And it looks pretty innocuous in the package, but really it's this tube of UV light. So it's the C band of UV light. A and B UV is what gives you a sunburn at the beach. The C band of UV is a different band light wavelength, and so it ruptures these microbials and these things that affect your indoor air quality and your health. It kills on a cellular level, or it ruptures the DNA. So what happens is the UV is applied to the coil surface. It kills on a cellular level, and it just eliminates anything that is going to get to growing in your HVAC system. Because we got the perfect storm in there. You know, we got dark temperature, or dark and it's the right temperature, and there's moisture in there. So that's where we're finding a lot of this is really effective for doing that.
Right. And for something, it's really not that big.
No, it's just a single 20-inch tube. You can see the bottom of the tube.
Yes.
That's the bracket, and it comes down to about here. So.
Yeah, it's really not that big. It mm-hmm. actually looks quite intimidating. I'm not going to lie. It does.
There's just a lot of parts in there.
It definitely looks like
it's like a lightsaber.
Yes, exactly.
You know, Luke Skywalker's going to come to your house.
Hey, there you go.
Install a lightsaber.
That's what
you
need.
You can't play with it.
No, you cannot. Don't play with it. But you do need that protection and that defense for your home. So I want to talk, and Lisa just talked about it too, about, you just said it. I wrote it down too, sick building syndrome.
Right.
I've really never heard it described just like that.
Well, you know, we find a lot of people that, you know, when they're away from a specific building, either work or home, they feel fine. They go home. Or they go to work and they have all kinds of symptoms, you know, sinus, allergies, energy draw, you know, just all kinds of coughing, sneezing, the watery eyes. There's a host of different symptoms related to sick building syndrome. And it's a specific, if you look it up, you'll see specific things on the online about sick building syndrome. And we, you know, we just use in a generic sense, like, you know, your symptoms, I get people all the time, wow, we were gone on vacation or we were gone away for, you know, traveling. And as soon as I got back, man, I started feeling bad. And, you know, that's a building related illness. So that's the other thing that we talk about is BRI, building related illness. And, you know, it comes oftentimes from either the building envelope or the HVAC system or the combination of two, where there's stuff mixing in the indoor environment. And the air conditioner, all its job is to do is, you know, to pick up the airflow, move it through heating or cooling apparatus, and then redistribute it through the duct system. So, and that's where we come into play as far as getting those systems inspected, making sure they're clean, doing mechanical hygiene from a standpoint of not just dust particulates, but the stuff that can really impact your health. And when you live in a high humidity climate like this, you really can have some negative impact. So if we can help you, it's Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. We have been in Gulf Breeze for 28 years. We are licensed contractors in Florida and in Alabama. And if you have questions or concerns, you really can't figure out, like, we don't know what's going on. There's something up, but we're not sure what it is. Our website is GulfCoastAirCare.com. We are happy to help you get your information.
Hey, Todd, a question about the light. How long does it take to install it?
Depending on the configuration of your unit, you know, a heat pump or gas furnace, less than 30 minutes. This is a two-year bulb, so it's on all the time. You can get it installed in 30, 40 minutes, and then it just shines on that coil surface and just eliminates or kills or sterilizes that coil surface. And that's really important that it's close to the coil. I see a lot of them where they're installed way up in the top of the ductwork in the plenum or
sure.
in a vertical riser somewhere. You don't get the same kill ratio with one of these style units that you do on the coil surface. It needs to be shining on that coil surface because that's where everything starts to grow. But it's a simple installation. It's pretty straightforward. Ballpark price here, you're about $500 on a deal like this. And you figure, you know, one or two trips to the ER with somebody that's having an asthma attack or having some, it's cheap insurance to keep you from having, you know, an issue with your breathing or, you know, an asthma attack, that sort of thing. So.
That is actually not that bad. And you think we're talking about going into the holiday season. I mentioned it before. Your health is a gift. When you ask people what is something you are thankful for outside of family and their faith, they're saying their health.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, handle it with care, take care of it. You know, instead of thinking I'm going to bring another chocolate tray or give all these different knickknacks and doodads, I don't know. Listen, give the gift of health this season. 850-437-1620. You mentioned too about installation and whether or not there's a heat pump or a furnace. Let's talk heat right now as we're going into we've been in a couple of cold days and kind of preparing for this
and you and I were talking, we have not turned our heat on.
We are holding off.
I think that's your New Jersey and my Colorado background.
That's right.
But you know, it got cool in the house last night and I thought, you know, the thing to do when you turn the heat on the first cycle, you're going to get that smell, you know, because you're heating up a heat strip or a heat exchanger inside there that hasn't had any heat put to it yet this year if you haven't turned your heater on. And so on the electric heat strip, it lights up like the orange, you know, glowing part of the inside of the toaster. But when you do that, it's been in the air conditioner all summer long. There's a lot of moisture in there. You can have some microbial issues or dust. You're going to get that stuff burn off. You're going to get an odor out of there. So the thing that I tell people is do a preheat or do a pretest on your heater when you don't need it. Like on a beautiful sunny afternoon, open the windows up, go over to heat, turn the heater on, and let's burn that stuff off. Let's get that first cycle of, you know, because there's a little bit of corrosion or a little bit of, buildup on that heat strip until you heat it up, and then it kind of reactivates that. It burns it off. And so you'll get that odor in there the first cycle or two. Go ahead and do that before you get to a cold night when you know you're going to need the heater, and then you're like, oh my God, it smells so bad, it's killing it. You know, do it ahead of time, and you can ventilate the house, open the windows, get a fan set up and cross ventilate the house and move that air out, because you are going to have some odor from that heater that first. I mean, unless it was cleaned within a week, you are going to have some kind of impact from your heater. So just do it ahead of time. And what ends up happening is you get that thing over with, that first heat cycle over with, and then you don't have trouble from any of the odors and the stuff that's coming from using your heater the first time.
Oh, absolutely. Can you tell if there's something wrong with your heat the first time you turn it on?
Well, if you have allergies, if you have asthma or breathing concerns and you have a huge reaction, yeah, you probably got some stuff in there, because stuff will accumulate on those surfaces. You got little spring coil type wires in there, and you know, that's the electric heat element. And what you're doing is heating all that up so it glows. Well, if there's anything that's accumulated on there, because all that airflow has been going through the air conditioning system all summer long, and we see all the time where there's on the insulators, on the little support part, it's growing mold in there. And you just heat that up, you're burning that off. So if you have sensitivities or allergies and you have a big reaction, that's a sure sign that you've got some buildup in there. And you probably want to have it thoroughly cleaned and not just burned off by the heater working. So that's one of the things that, you know, the other thing that happened, and a lot of people, I don't know if they know this or not, we'll briefly touch on. So a heat pump, it collects heat from outside and brings it into the house. In the summertime, it takes the heat from the house, transfers it through the evaporator coil, and dumps the heat outside. So if you go outside during the summertime and feel all that hot air coming out of the top of your unit, that's waste heat that's being dumped outside and cooling the house down when you're in AC. So when you're in heat, there's a reversing valve with a heat pump that flips the other way, and it collects ambient heat from outside. So it's pulling it in through that big coil, and mm-hmm. and it's heating up that refrigerant and bringing it in. So then your coil's warm and the airflow passes across. A gas furnace and a heat pump are way different in how they feel. Like, you stand under a vent where the gas furnace, and you can feel that hot air coming out. With a heat pump, the air is not nearly as hot, and it slowly brings the temperature of the room up to speed because it's gathering heat through the equipment and pumping it indoors. That's only good down to about 30 degrees. And then when it gets 30 degrees outside, there's not enough ambient heat out there. And so it has to have help from the auxiliary heat strip. And when you run that thing, that's what heats up it like the inside of a toaster, and it stinks. It smells bad. And, you know, that's in every one of those heat strips. I mean, you got to have some backup because on occasion we get below 30 degrees down here. That's why we all live here, because it doesn't happen on a regular basis for five straight months like up north.
Exactly.
But, you know, so that's kind of the way the heat strip works. And that in the heat pump, it'll slowly bring the temperature up to speed. Whereas a gas furnace, you got that big heat exchanger going. And I mean, it's putting out 190 degree air and pushing it up through the duct and bringing it out. And you can stand under that vent and feel that warm air coming out. Okay. So, and you know, it's just preference. Some people are not comfortable with gas. You know, all the gas appliances are really fairly safe. I mean, they're all electronic ignitions these days. And all, I mean, you don't have that pilot light going anymore. There's a few of them still out there.
Yeah, you don't see it too often.
No, not very so much anymore.
Hey, 850-437-1620, the number to text or to call if you have a question for Todd St. Orr. He's here with Gulf Coast Air Care. We are seeing the rise and fall of temperatures right now. So some people are turning their heat on, especially if you have an older home with older windows. I totally get it. And somebody would like to know, is there a high enough heat setting to turn up to burn all that junk off?
You know, so if you have a heat pump, and depending on your thermostat, there'll be a little light or an indicator on your digital thermostat that says emergency heat. So that strip heat comes on, or you can go right to the function of emergency heat. It turns that heat strip on and it heats up to the temperature. Basically, it's going to get to a high temperature where it's going to burn that off. And then how long it runs depends on if you're calling for 78 or 80 degrees or 90 degrees in the house. So it's a measure of run time, because when the thing turns on, it doesn't have control on, you know, high, medium, or low. It's on, and that heat strip is burning all that stuff off. So if you want it to burn for a long period of time, set your thermostat up to 90 degrees, and it'll stay on there. And that's not something I probably recommend, but you can bump up to 85, 86 degrees on that day when you're getting the heater first preset before you need it. And let it run for 10 or 15 minutes. You'll smell that, and then ventilate the house, get a cross breeze going, and then stop. And you will. But that heat strip, it just comes on, and it's powered by 220 on the heat strips. And so, yeah, you don't have any control, high, medium, low, anything like that.
Today is a good day to do that.
It would be a great day to do
it. Open those windows, maybe vacuum those windowsills, get it all ready. Yeah, let that air flow.
I think I haven't looked at the weather, you know, going forward.
High is 65.
Yeah, so.
But it's so funny, too, because there's still that that dampness in the air. And one of the other things that is offered at Gulf Coast Air Care is dehumidification systems.
Absolutely. We do dehumidifiers.
Mm-hmm. We really need to remind ourselves, it's just because it's winter time here in Northwest Florida, it doesn't mean that there's zero humidity, which we talk about here. And I think, you know, people ask, like, you know, why do you talk about that so much? And, you know, it's so important. If we've learned anything in the past almost 2 years now, is that health matters, staying healthy matters, having healthy lungs matters.
Absolutely.
And it starts in your own personal life and mm-hmm. your choices, and then in your home as well, of course. And
right.
So, you know, we have that humidity, like you just mentioned, Todd. And if you have a question for him, 850-437-1620, sick building syndrome, right? All that moisture just breeds all the yuckiness and all the
so
things.
So the moisture sustains all that bad stuff, you know, microbial growth and virus and bacteria, and, you know, all of that odor is coming from something, and they're moisture related problems. The only way that you get any dehumidification is run your air conditioning. And when the weather's cool like this, it's not really warm enough to run your air conditioner. That's where the dehumidifier comes into play. And that's where we get into this area called the shoulder season. So the peak season is May, June, July, August, September. The air conditioner's running, and we get a certain measure of dehumidification from the AC running. When we go into this favorable weather where, you know, you want to sleep with the windows open and you don't have the air running, there's no dehumidification, and it still gets, you know, Lisa and you guys were talking about that clammy. What we want is crisp, cool air. We want it to be crisp, not cold and clammy. And that's where that comfort zone of 40 to 50% relative humidity, You can only get that during this part of the season and going through till February or March. These are shoulder seasons where we don't really have the AC running. So you've got to use supplemental dehumidification. And at Gulf Coast Air Care, we can help you with that as well. The way that we do them, and they do a lot more extensive stuff at Southern Climate Solutions. We connect a dehumidifier to your HVAC system. And there's a lot of manufacturers out there that say that their air conditioner will dehumidify, you know, by they slow the fan speed down and they have sensors and all that. But if you're not in AC, you're not getting any of that benefit from that equipment. So that's where it's important to have a supplemental dehumidifier. All it does is take the moisture out during the time, regardless of what the AC and the HVAC system is doing, heating or cooling, the dehumidifier has its job and it's plods along pulling the moisture out.
Absolutely. Again, just a reminder, 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call. We have about 3 minutes left with Todd St. Orr from Gulf Coast Air Care. Our friend Glenn just wanted to say thanks to you, Todd. Your guys did a great job.
I love that. He's a listener. He told me the other day he hears me on there all the time, and he called. And so we appreciate the comments. And, you know, we get a lot of that. I've guys in the field that, you know, we're working, the biggest thing they talk about is cleaning up. They cleaned up after themselves. I guess a lot of contractors have trouble with getting cleaned up after they've made a mess at your house or whatever. And, you know, our goal is to leave your house as clean or cleaner when we got there as when we showed up, or when we leave is when we showed up. So,
yeah.
And you know, that's one of the comments we get. My guys are, we have jobs going today. We're going to try and spool down a little bit early today, but we're going to take that Thanksgiving weekend off. We need a break because we have been slammed with work. And if you're out there waiting for a duct job, you know, there's some supply chain issues with some of the flex that we're having. We're working on it. I've been trying to accumulate as much of this flexible duct as we can. So we go through all summer long and we find there's duct systems that need to be replaced, and it's brutal to work in the attic in August.
Mm-hmm.
So we push them in November, and now we got these supply chain issues. So we're working through that. We're going to have a busy December and January and February because the supply chain is stretching out the workload that we have. But if we can help you, I am here for you. Call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website. And if you'd like to get the newsletter, I can send it email, or we have a snail mail list. We'll put you on this mail list. And then you've got some bathroom reading for your Christmas and Thanksgiving guests. It's a little late to get a newsletter for bathroom reading for Thanksgiving, but let us know. We will help you. You know, just a little bit of information, the funny bones in there. You know, it's not all about this hardcore building science and indoor air quality. Talks about who we are, how we can help you, the things that we think you should think about seasonally. And, you know, we just, you know, I take a lot of pride in, we've been doing that newsletter for 9 years.
Yeah, you do a great job. I've been reading and skimming it over here. And just a reminder, as we wrap up our time, we have about 40 seconds left with Todd St. Orr with Gulf Coast Air Care. Don't forget, especially every month, to change your air filter.
Because,
I feel like we haven't touched on it yet, and we always have to do it.
You know, if you don't have a good air filter,
you are one. So change your air filter. Mark it on the calendar.
I told that to Brian Kilmeade the other day. You know, we went to the thing, and he just looked at me like, oh. You know, it got him. So I kind of, he had that pause, you know, so
I can see his face. Yes.
Just change your air filter. That's the easiest thing that you can do. If you need help with an air filter, call us 850-934-2768, GulfCoastAirCare.com. It's simple. It's easy. It make your life easier. And, you know, we're happy to help you with whatever questions or concerns you have. And I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And again, to the end of November, thank you, veterans. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving. And don't go anywhere. We've